And Petula's here with Business News.
Thanks, Mary. Businesses in Ireland are embedding diversity policies because it's been established that they lead to better decisions and innovations in organisations. As part of that, it's important to make the physical workplace inclusive. With that in mind, office supplier Codex has announced a partnership with autism charity As I Am. The partnership will see the two organisations working towards the acceptance of autistic people in Irish organisations while helping to foster a more inclusive working environment. Patrick Murphy is CEO of Codex and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
How did the partnership with As I Am come about?
Yeah, it's a fantastic partnership. It came about, really started last April when we had the As I Am team in to talk to our staff on neurodiversity in the workplace. We have 100 staff based out of our offices in Glasnevin, and it was just a fantastic, engaging and open event where we talked about inclusivity in our own workplace, and some fantastic conversations happened out of that. Codex's vision is to create sustainable workplaces where everyone can thrive, and we're already redesigning and repurposing open plan offices to be inclusive for autistic and other neurodivergent staff. So the partnership with As I Am, Ireland's leading autism charity, we're hoping to expand our range of products and solutions to support both employees and important employers in this space. Our aim is to, it's a movement, I suppose, to make workplaces across Ireland more inclusive, more human and more effective for everybody.
You conducted a survey among neurodivergent employees and the research found 61% of respondents struggle with sound at work, 56% struggle with lighting at work and 55% struggle with social interaction at work. How does that research inform product development at Codex?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our initial meetings with various neurodivergent leaders in the community was the phrase, nothing about us without us. So something that we're very cognizant of, and we want to get that feedback decisions, you know, made by the data that we can get. So that's the decision for partnering with As I Am to get all their fantastic experience and our desire to do research and to connect with other members of the neurodivergent community. So that feedback has all given us fantastic information about the products and solutions that we can design for the Irish workplace.
Talk to me about those solutions. What kind of solutions are you talking about?
Yeah, so I think we all got used to maybe working in silo in COVID. And I think coming back to the workplace, you know, post-COVID, there's very much a realisation, you know, that the open plan workplace isn't perfect, you know, and particularly when we're coming back to the office to connect, you know, that there's a lot of distractions that there are in the workplace. So the survey, the research that we did, it was 200 neurodivergent employees active in the Irish and UK workforce. You know, feedback was that it's challenging for them, areas around sound, lighting, you know, social interaction, kind of new terms like desk dropping or desk bombing, I think is the term now is in. So the different challenges that are there in the workplace and for us to start to openly talk about them and look for solutions. So getting back to the solutions is in addressing issues around sound that I think we would all have. So we're developing a new range of pods, and for those not familiar with pods, like mini meeting rooms in workplaces and in offices. So there's a lot of pods in the marketplace, but we're designing pods specifically to address the needs of neurodivergent staff in the workplace. We're also launching our own range of acoustic panels, and they're being made by a bespoke manufacturer in Ireland that will, you know, work to address kind of sound in the workplace that will dampen the sound and create a kind of better environment for us. We're all working together on it. And finally, I suppose there's more ranges of product around allowing for greater movement and addressing the needs of neurodivergent employees in the workplace.
And are you hearing for employers? Is there a demand for office spaces designed with neurodivergent employees in mind?
Yeah, absolutely. We're starting to get more inquiries every day, week around it. Definitely more than I think people are more, the conversation is more open around the challenges of the workplace and how we can make it more inclusive for everything. But yeah, we're starting to see a lot more inquiries come in the last couple of months even.
Very good. Nothing about us without us. I like that line. Patrick Murphy, CEO of Codex, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.